Welcome to Everyday Happiness, where we create lasting happiness in about 2 minutes a day through my signature method of intentional margins, creating harmony between your to-dos and your priorities, happiness science, and musings about life. I'm your host, Katie Jeffcoat, and I'm trying to be more present and in the moment, right? It is by far one of the hardest things for me to do. It takes everything in me to stay in the moment. My mind wanders. I even catch myself eavesdropping on conversations next to me while I'm sitting at a restaurant. I know. Oftentimes, I'm thinking of what's next. Next in the conversation, next in the hour, next in the day. It's a real struggle for me, and I know I'm not alone. Being present is so important. Whether it's acknowledging and savoring your first bite of a delicious dinner or listening to the children tell me about their day at school, I recently read that hedonic adaptation, which is this scientific name for getting what you want, adapting to that, and then wanting more, can happen on the micro level. It can be enjoying that first bite of the freshly baked cookie and then eating three more cookies and wondering why they were not as good as the very first bite. You think sometimes something will like make you happy long term, but the science suggests it just won't, and you'll return to that normal level of happiness, even if it's something as big as like winning the lottery. But one way to counterbalance this feeling and not feel like you are on what the social scientists call the hedonic treadmill is to be present in the moment. This has got me thinking about my life on a micro level. How can I check myself, be present, and start living more in the moment? So I've done a quick dive into a self-guided experiment on savoring, meditation for happiness, being present, and of course, gratitude. Over the next little while, I'm doing some check-ins on this micro podcast, yay for accountability, and I will take you along with me on my exploration to live more presently using the happiness tools and techniques backed by scientific research. So in the meantime, what tools do you have to be more mindful in your everyday life? Let's chat on social. I'm over at Everyday Happiness with Katie. I could really use all the tips, tools, and tricks that you have. So until next time, remember, kindness is contagious.